We're going to liven things up a little bit now. We're going over to our celebrity makeup artist to the stars, Armand Beasley. Hello.
I'm not sure about liven things up. Not with me. I got off a plane late last night from Mumbai. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah, jet lag is kind of seeping in ever so slightly. But
I love Mumbai. Fantastic.
It's amazing. It was my second time there, and it's just a city of extremes. And I think there's roughly about 26 million people in Mumbai.
Oh, my word.
I know.
It is indeed a city of extremes. You've got the very, very poor and the very, very wealthy, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. But it was an incredible experience. So, yes, I got back late last night. I was there to do the press launch for Makeup Week India, which is going to start in March 2020 in Mumbai.
Really?
Yeah. Right. So it was really, really good talking about the evolution of makeup.
Yeah.
And also about how the Indian makeup industry has evolved beyond Bollywood. So it was really good.
Yeah. You know, they've got the most amazing skin, but you do hear a lot of stories of the Indian women wanting to make it lighter, and I don't get it. We want to make ours darker.
I know. It's a class thing.
Is it?
And I think it's slightly changing now, though, because obviously the fairer you were, the better you were perceived. I think that was the kind of take on it.
Mm.
So certainly in the bridal industry, people were like three shades lighter and looking a little bit odd,
yeah,
really.
But yeah.
I mean, now it's all changed and they're becoming a lot more trend aware, really, and also skin aware, so that they really want to enhance the skin and look beautiful naturally, which
yeah,
is gorgeous.
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely, they are beautiful. Okie dokie, well, we'll talk a bit more about that and something really exciting at the end of our chat. I just want to say to everybody, if you do have any questions for Armand, you're very welcome to call, email or WhatsApp in. I know you know the contact details by now. Somebody who did email a few weeks ago, and I've saved it for you, Armand, is a lady, and I don't have her name, we don't need to leave her name, but she said a big long email. Basically, she says she's got chemical allergies to perfumes, or the perfumes that they put into liquid foundations. When people do a sample test on her, they turn her arm red. And if she puts the foundation on, they make her eyes water. So her question is, what kind of foundations are being used on people before they go in front of the camera? She's not bothered about the brands they use for 30-year-olds. She says, I'm 52 and I need a non-fragrance vegan foundation that won't make me look like I'm embalmed and lying in a casket.
Okay. Well, thanks for the question. It's quite an interesting one, because to have a perfume-free vegan foundation that is high-definition friendly is quite a tricky combination to have. But what you could do, and a brand that I use a lot, is a brand called Anika Organic. And I have mentioned them before on the show. They're an Australian brand. They're certified organic, and they're actually vegan as well. You can get that online, and you get a little trial set, actually. So they do a fluid foundation, and they also do a powder foundation. And the powder foundation is pretty good as well for people with sensitivities or any kind of rosacea, where they need to have some sort of coverage, but they don't want to feel cakey. So what I would suggest is to have a look at their website. So if you just Google Anika Organic and have a look at their website, and then just see about their trial pack. Now, they have extended their shades. I think they're up to about 10 shades now in their liquid foundation. And I think there are about 15 or 18 shades in their powder foundation. So there should be a shade there for everyone. And with the liquid foundation, again, on a mature skin, you can try the one that has hyaluronic acid in there, which is really, really good I don't like to use the word anti-aging. I'm very much about pro-aging,
yeah,
and active aging. But it's got little ingredients in there that actually help to plump up the skin, reducing any kind of fine lines or minimizing them, and just making the skin look full of vitality. So try that one. I mean, other vegan foundations that are really good. You see Urban Decay are good, but again, they're not certified organic, so they will have some chemical compounds in there, which, you know, is absolutely fine. But if somebody's particularly sensitive to certain chemical compounds and fragrances, etc., you may need to try a little sample of that one. But it is a they do beautiful foundations as well. But if you want something slightly more on the purer side or with a simple ingredients list, then an eco-organic would be the one.
And is that INIKA?
Yes, INIKA, organic. Actually, another good one is Imani, which is not to be confused with Armani. Mm-hmm. So Imani is E-M-A-N-I, and they are a vegan brand. They're from the States. So you can, again, Google them, and I'm sure that they distribute in mainland Spain as well.
Fantastic. Okay, well, I hope that helped. I'm sure it did. Now, we're getting towards the Christmas season. And even though it's 5 weeks, I believe, on Wednesday, Christmas Day, we always, you know, people have parties weeks beforehand. So what sort of is in and what sort of is out with the Party Glam makeup, Armand?
Well, it's very much about clean and natural-looking skin. So the heavy bases like your double wear and your other heavier foundations are out, and it's very much about a skin looking quite fresh and glossy. So clean, glossy skin, and it's about texture. So put a little bit of gloss on your cheekbone, top of your cheekbone. Obviously a little bit of gloss on your lips, and glossy lids are quite big as well. Now, a lot of people might be scared of using like a gloss or an emollient on the eyelid, and that's absolutely fine. It's very much a high fashion look. So it's that kind of look with lots and lots of mascara, top and bottom. So the mascara is quite clumpy and exaggerated. And then the eyebrows are brushed up. So brushed up eyebrows, which are fixed in place. Now, this, as I've said, is a very, very high fashion look. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you want to try something that, from the catwalk, that's something that's quite hot at the moment. Now, the brushed up look on the brows, most people can handle that. I mean, there's a thing called laminating now. Have you heard of this, laminating your eyebrows?
I haven't, but I think I've seen it, because I've seen some women or some young girls that have the most perfect eyebrows. Are they laminated?
Well, it depends. I mean, laminating is where it's almost like they perm the brow hair, and then they almost they fix it into place, and they give it a glossy look. So they appear fuller and thicker. Yeah, thicker and fuller, and slightly deeper in tone. So this is a new trend that started probably over the last 2 months. And again, with this brushed up brow look, it isn't for everyone. However, it is a little bit more natural than the very dramatic, thick, heavier eyebrows, which were very, very big, probably a couple of years ago. So there's that, and then what you can do, if you want to go for something a little bit more natural, I suppose, but still a little bit party glam, then go for intensity on the eyelids. So intense colours like midnight blues, emerald green, jade green, gorgeous on the eyelids. And just pressing that colour on, and then have a contrast eyeliner underneath the eye. So if, say, for example, you were going to go with the midnight blue on top of the eyelids, you would press that on, and then a contrast eyeliner underneath, maybe something like an acid green eyeliner on the inside rim of the eye. Uh-huh. So they're two contrasting colors, but really, really effective and very striking. Lots of mascara, top and bottom lashes, and then keep your lips very, very nude and more on a semi-matte level. So if you're going to have the intense look on the eyes, go for more of a nude, semi-matte shade on the lips.
It all sounds very 80s, the eyes. I like it.
It's, yeah, it's this good. Kind of colour contrast.
Yeah, and the gloss.
The big difference with this and the 80s look is that there's more blending involved with this.
Right.
So you're talking kind of like a bold colour, but then it graduates from a slightly lighter blue into a very, very deep midnight blue. And so you just press that onto the eyelid. Nothing going up to the eyebrow, no highlighter there, just very much onto the eyelid, and then the contrasting colour in the rim of the eye and the waterline. And then if you're going to experiment with false lashes, then cut them down. Make sure that they are a little bit more realistic. Gone are the day with the big, huge lashes where you'd have to tip your head back to open your eyes, like a dolly daydream. gone are those days. Very much about enhancing your lashes to look a little bit thicker, a little bit fuller, but without looking so full on.
Yeah, great. Now, I wear Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation, so that's now a no-no because it's too matte, too thick. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, I'm always one to say, if you're happy with what you're doing, then stick with it. But it's about texture now. So Double Wear have got Double Wear Light, so you could transition to that formula, which is a finer formula. It's not as thick as Double Wear. So you could go for Double Wear Light if you wanted to go for something ever so slightly lighter, but you still wanted a little bit more coverage. And I know I spoke about Urban Decay. They've got a new one, which is a weightless foundation, 24-hour foundation. And that's very fine, but it is quite concealing as well. So you could transition to that without feeling as if you have to put some thick and heavy on your face.
And does that have hyaluronic acid in it?
Hyaluronic acid is not in the Urban Decay one.
Right.
I'd have to double check the inky list, but I don't think hyaluronic acid is in there. But again, at the end of the day, if you're looking after your skin and your skincare is good and you've got good serums on there and your diet is good and you drink plenty of water, you know, your skin is going to be a little bit more on the hydrated side anyway. So the need for these ingredients like hyaluronic acid is not as much if you're looking after your body and looking after your skin.
Okay, lovely. Now, finally, the exciting part. Tell us about your new product.
I am slightly giddy.
I bet you are. Well done.
Well, it's taken a year, and I've joined forces with a lovely company called Buzz Balm Beauty. They're based in the UK. In fact, they're based in the Northwest.
Oh.
So, Buzz Balm Beauty. So it's taken a year to formulate it with the guys, and 50 formulations later, I've created 100% natural high shine body balm. So with 40% of the ingredients being organic, I wanted to do something for people of all ages, for men and for women, if they were either going out or going to the gym. They wanted something conditioning for their skin, but if they had exposed areas that they wanted to make look glossy and have a high shine, then like the legs or arms, then it would be a really good option for them. So there's no petroleum in this. So it's very, very good for the skin. You can saturate your legs, for example. So say, for example, you're wearing a short dress and you want to make your legs look as good as possible. Pop this on and it really gives this almost like a shimmering shine to the legs, but there is no glitter particles in it whatsoever. So no glitter. All it is in there is olive oil. You've got propolis in there, which is from the beehive. You've got honey. You've got organic bee pollen. You've got frankincense. So nice, exciting mix of ingredients. And I've nicknamed the formulation Beegan, so B-E-E-G-A-N.
Yeah.
So again, it's taken on board vegan principles of animal welfare and being a little bit more holistic, but it's using and harnessing the power of the little humble bee, but doing it in such a way where there's no intensive beekeeping. So the hive is a flow hive, so it doesn't disturb the bees. Because a lot of bee products, and you have to be careful where you get your products from, which have any kind of bee derivatives in there, because some of them with intensive beekeeping cut the wings off the queen bee.
Oh.
I know, so she can't fly away. So they keep on producing and producing. So ours is done with a lot of care and a lot of love for the bee. The guy that has Buzz Balm Beauty, he is the beekeeper. So, and he's passionate about bees. And I love bees. And obviously, we desperately need them. And it's important that we nurture them. for our existence. So that's why we came up with this. And it's housed in a beautiful little aluminium tin. It's called Pro Body Glow.
Right.
And we launched it about, I think, a month ago.
Well,
at Professional Beauty North in the UK. And already it's been featured in OK Magazine, The Beauty Bible, and quite a few celebrities are loving it. And I'm so, so pleased.
So
Kim Marsh loves it, and also Shobhna Gulati. And I'm going to send one to Goldie Hawn, who inspired me to do it in the first place.
Really?
Because she wanted something that was conditioning on her skin, that looked great on her skin, and was good on mature skins. I'm going to send one to her. It's her birthday this month, so.
How exciting. Well, look, how can we find out more? Do you have your own website for it? Is it on your website?
No. So please have a look at www.probodyglow.co.uk. So that's P-R-O, body, B-O-D-Y, glow, glow.co.uk. And you can order directly from there as well.
You'll send to Spain, will you?
Yeah. Of course, yeah, because it's on Amazon and Amazon Prime as well.
Fantastic. Armand, I'm so pleased for you. Well done. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful news. And if anybody...
a great Christmas present.
Yes, I'm going to have a look straight after the show. If anyone wants to get in touch and have any sort of general makeup questions, can you just give us your contact details there?
Of course. So you can email me at info@armandinternationalltd.com. Of course, it's Twitter and Instagram. And you can have a little look at my nutty trip over to Mumbai.
Yes,
and hopefully
fantastic.
we can talk about perhaps Christmas ideas, Christmas present ideas next month, maybe?
That would be wonderful. I can't believe we're talking about Christmas presents.
I know. This year, blink of an eye.
It's just flown by. Well, as always, Armand, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thanks for being on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Take care and have
you
a great
too,
rest
hon.
Of the month.
Bye-bye.
Bye.